Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I would like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, direct to my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you been there?
Oh, been pretty busy.
Good. Well, thanks for playing that encore show for me. I took a extended trip, we shall say, to visit one of the kids. These adult children, you know, they grow up and move all over the world.
So. Yes.
But good to be back. And yeah, and things are... Real estate has been crazy, John, and I've got, this is not what the entire show is about, but I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't mention, and you remember a couple weeks ago, last month, we talked about that game-changing lawsuit in real estate, the Stitzer lawsuit. Well, well, they reached a verdict, and that wrapped up why I was gone. Ooh. And so that was a lawsuit brought by home sellers against the National Association of Realtors, Keller Williams, Berkshire Hathaway. It only took the jury 2.5 hours to deliberate.
Wow.
And they came back, and they ruled against the National Association of Realtors and those firms to a tune of a settlement, or to a tune of a jury awarded of $5.3 billion. And that is billion, that's with a B, folks, with a Bravo, B for Bravo.
So I guess the NAR dues are going up then.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and there's a lot to talk about, and the reason I'm not doing the whole show on that today is because it is, even though that makes for a great headline, there's still a lot of stuff going on in the industry. So Washington Association of Realtors, Washington, our Northwest MLS, they're already making changes to reflect what these verdicts mean. And the big thing is really just transparency between agents and consumers about fees, who pays what, where that comes from.
Yeah.
Because really these lawsuits are not, you know, they're meant to be a disruptor in the industry, to change the way the business has been done in that industry over the course of the last 20 years.
And safe to say this was a disruptor.
Well, there's you know, you have to look at the reason why I'm not going to do the whole show on it is because there's an appeal process. There's different states that are going to have different things to say about it. So it's going to be an ongoing thing that we're going to talk about occasionally, I'm sure, over the course of the next year. I'm going to have some big updates at the first of the year, because we're going to see the first wave of changes that Washington State has made, really kind of proactively made some changes in our service agreements and the way we're going to be interacting in Washington with the public. And so I'm just going to keep everybody aware of what happens and when it starts to, in practice, fundamentally change how you interact with real estate agents. I'll be bringing that to you people here on the show to talk about.
When it actually hits the streets.
But this is, when we talked about the changes that could be brought about by this, this is like the first domino in that situation to how that will go. And really the big change will just be how the commission is divided up, who pays what commission moving forward. And I really think what we're going to end up happening is some major changes that also will overflow into the lending industry as well. So we'll probably have some lenders on to talk about what that looks like and what they see coming up. But before we jump into today's topic, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity story. And so, John, this one I thought was a great one because it illustrates what can happen sometimes. And so there's a property in Las Vegas that is like a complete party paradise, like an influencer house. In fact, it has been rented out before by none other than Kendall and Kylie Jenner for some of their photo shoots and stuff. So we're talking like grottos, pools, palm trees. What's interesting is we talked about this on the show a few months ago. And this, I see this happen in real estate sometimes. Well, it hit the market in June for $7.79 million. Mm-hmm. And then quickly increased to $7.895, like another $100,000. And so you got to ask yourself, why? Okay, it wasn't sold, but we see this happen sometimes. Sometimes in the first couple days, you'll see a seller might get overconfident. They have a lot of showings and they think, oh my gosh, we underpriced it. Now jack up the list price.
Okay.
That could have been the case. Or maybe, I mean, and you wouldn't think this would happen, but on a multi-million dollar property, maybe the agent and the seller didn't communicate very well about the net if they did get an offer and sold it. And the seller realized afterwards, like, oh my gosh, I want another $100,000 for this property and changed the price.
Oops.
Now, the funny thing about what happens with that situation is it didn't sell.
Oh.
And so now the property has been reduced backwards to $6.9 million, almost $1 million less.
So they got ahead of themselves.
Than when they hit the market. They might have got ahead of themselves a little bit in that situation. I will tell you, it is an incredible property, very close, within minutes to the Las Vegas Strip. You've got 10 bedrooms, 6 baths, a residence that can sleep 24.
You said grottos.
3 outdoor pools with grottos. And I mean, it really is a stunning property, but it's interesting to see a property like that have such a drastic price reduction, like $1 million price reduction within a couple months. So it'll be fun to watch that and see where that one ends up at. Well, John, we always like to bring to the show with us what people are asking us, what we're talking about right now in the industry and what's coming up. And this time of year, when you go out, you know, you come out in the morning, your car's covered with frost.
Yeah.
With some of those temperatures are starting to get down. You see all the leaves are falling off of the trees.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone starts to ask us this time of year, can my house still sell in the winter months? Because we end up getting that question a lot. People either have, you know, maybe it's an estate sale, maybe it's a job transfer, or someone's just wanting to make a change in that situation. One of the reasons why a lot of people are asking that right now is for the first time in a number of months, we're actually getting some interest rate relief. In fact, three, four weeks ago, it had spiked up as far as some of the loan programs, FHA and stuff. I mean, we saw 8.75, 8.8, and rates were somewhere bumping at 9.
Wow.
Now, there was a lot of economic news that came out over the course of the last 3 weeks, which has had a major change in rates. And most of the programs that we're seeing quoted out right now have dropped back to between 7 and 7.5%, depending on the program. So a little more reasonable. And we start to get a lot of people asking, like, hey, now the rates are coming back down, what does it look like to make a move this time of year? But I know it's winter. And you always hear people say, well, I've always heard I shouldn't sell my house until the spring. Well, that might not be the case in those situations, because here's a time when we've seen rates fluctuate dramatically. And right now we're in a much better spot than we were even a month ago. So I do tell people there is always a large number of houses that sell between now and the first of the year. And you absolutely can get a house sold during the holidays.
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time.
There are some tips, though, that I tell people you want to be aware of, and because we're right at that point where things are going to change. So if you think you're going to be selling in the next 3 months, say, one of the things you can do early is get a hold of us, get a hold of our team, and you can take pictures before it snows or things get really brown and ugly. There's nothing that says you can't, especially your exterior pictures. There's nothing that says you can't get some decent exterior pictures right now why things still look, you know, relatively nice normal. in this situation. So that's a big one that we're telling people you can still get done. The other thing that we're telling people is keep receipts for any sort of winterization that you've done, because part of closing out these transactions is, especially if there's a pool involved or underground sprinklers that are involved, because in a sale situation over the course of the next 3 months, the buyers will be looking for proof that those type of things were done. So that's a big thing to stay on top of. And then the other thing that I put down is before companies get too crazy, and that first big storm hits, having a snow maintenance plan, especially if the house is vacant, or having a contract with a snow removal company, now would be the time to get on their list before it gets, like I said, insane and you have your first storm and everybody's like, hey, did we get snow maintenance this year? Did we line that up? Because what will invariably happen is you need to be able for people to get access to those homes during that time frame. So a lot of people then will ask me, like, well, why, you know, what are some of the advantages that this time of year has that the rest of the year doesn't have in real estate? Well, the big advantage that we see is November and December buyers are super serious. So it takes more effort to be looking right now. Like the weather's a little bit different. You know, obviously now we've had daylight savings. It gets darker earlier. And so, you know, you've got to have flashlights with you. People have holiday parties. But if I've got to tell you, like, if you have a place that is on the market and you're getting November and December showings, that is likely a very serious buyer. We get way less looky-loos this time of year in real estate. Because,
hey, there's a foot of snow on the ground. Let's go.
It's not near as much fun, right, in that situation. And so take those showings very, very serious. And then we can concentrate on making sure that those buyers have all the information they need, because we're probably disseminating that to less number of people this time of year. So keep an eye out for that. The second thing that I wrote down is that if done properly, many homes actually show better when they're decorated for the holidays. People generally are more conscious of sprucing up. Lots of people will have decorations out, candles, food smells good. I mean, it really, you can create that atmosphere of home ownership and what the home, what it would be like to be in this home during the holidays. So that's a big one. In fact, you know, a lot of the carpet cleaners that we refer to and people that we talk to, is that this is some of their busiest time of the year, because people are getting their carpets cleaned for holiday parties, to get ready for having company over. And so we see that happen to where some of those homes actually look better during the holidays. The other thing that I wrote down in these situations that can happen is we will likely see, now we've been seeing an increasing inventory trend over the course of the last 3 to 4 months, but we likely see some of that just because of the old adage of people wanting to wait till the spring and it being a little bit more difficult. We'll actually see less competition for certain homes in the market, meaning that if there's a buyer coming through, you know, in the spring market or the summer market, they might have 10 homes to look at, where over November and December, there might only be 3 or 4 options. So if you're the best priced home in that category and in that price band, you're gonna stand out because you're only competing against 2 or 3 other homes versus 7 or 8 that you might have been a few months ago. So that's a big one. We can also look, it's easier to offer incentives that put you in first place when you only have 2 or 3 competitors.
Yeah.
So that that's a big thing that we're focusing on with sellers wanting to sell right now. And I've taken a number of calls the last couple of days of people like, hey, my house didn't sell the last 2 months. I'm really trying to get this done by the end of the year. What are some of the options? What are some of the things we can do? When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the advantages of being on the market the next 2 to 3 months during the holidays.
Right here on News Talk 8-7. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house
in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle. Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking about some major activity on the national level that could change the way that we operate over the course of the next really 2 months to 3 years. We're going to be really seeing a transition.
Yes.
Now, we've been here before. It doesn't scare me. I've seen this throughout my career, but things go, the pendulum swings, John. And so there's things that go one way and then they come back. Sometimes they miss center though, and the pendulum goes all the way the other direction. So we're going to keep an eye on that, be reporting on what that looks like in the real estate industry. First, before we get into the topic of can you still get your house sold over the course of the next 3 months with holidays and winter weather? Mm-hmm. Absolutely you can. We're going over some of the reasons why and actually some of the advantages you can have this time of year. Before we get carried away with that, though, we always like to get in our pick three.
Yes.
And I'm calling this our outlying country special this week because we've been busy all around the Columbia Basin. And so pick number one, what happens when you get a great price for a seller on their street, John?
A great price for the seller.
And those people move. What did the neighbors say?
Maybe we should do something with ours.
Absolutely. So we are back. Kenmore team is back out on Wilgus Road in Prosser. 7802, we had sold another amazing property. So if you missed out on the first one, we've got another one for you. This is a 5 irrigated acres out there on Wilgus Road in Prosser with territorial views of Prosser. An absolutely charming farmhouse. Newer heat pump, only 2 years old. 2,000 square foot home, has 3 beds, 1 bath, large updated kitchen, absolutely great kitchen, 2 sinks, large island, easy to care for, laminate flooring. But I got to tell you, outside, what a peaceful property, full of character, huge shade trees. You'll love the wraparound porch, just makes it awesome for conversations out there on the back deck. You've got a 28 by 22 extra shed and then a fenced pasture that is perfect for livestock out there. It's not just a home, it's absolutely a piece of the Prosser landscape. And that's coming in priced at only $425,000. I got to tell you what, when you look at the pictures of this property, the pasture, the state that it's in, and getting something like that for $425,000, awesome, awesome property. Pick number two, I'm going to take you the opposite direction, and this is 435 East Weston out there in Clotus. This is a 1,000 square feet, 2 bedroom, 2 bath, awesome entry-level home in Clotus. New exterior, new interior paint, new LVP flooring throughout, updated kitchen, epoxy counters, farmhouse sink, shiplap backsplash, split bedroom design. And I'm going to tell you this, you're not even going to believe the price. I mean, when you see the pictures of this house and then you see the price coming in at $149,900 in Clotus out there, the two don't go together. You will think it's a mistake when you see that. So awesome, awesome, awesome property. And then pick number three, if you've wanted the getaway, 2 hours roughly from the Tri-Cities door to door, they always say, don't buy a weekend getaway if it's more than 2 hours because you probably won't end up using it as much as you should. But I've got a fantastic property at 41 Mountain View Reach Road in Goldendale. Okay. This is a 20-acre rural Goldendale heaven. And it's really a dream for somebody who wants outdoor tranquility of nature, comfort of a well-appointed home. There's a three-bedroom, two-bath manufactured home, 1782 square feet. Absolutely has comfort, but kind of blends that rugged countryside to it. New screen doors, new heat pump in 2021, newer washer and dryer, all appliances stay, multiple refrigerators, hard surface floors throughout, durable, easy to maintain. Awesome, awesome property. Great mudroom equipped with a big storage pantry. Pellet stove keeps you warmer during the colder seasons. But here's what's super cool about this property. You've got two seasonal creeks and a seasonal pond. And then it borders the Columbia Land Trust Oak Preserve, which is 240 acres of hiking.
Wow.
At your disposal. So no motorized vehicles or hunting are allowed inside that preserve. So you border up to that. It's like you're buying 20 acres, but you have access for hiking to 240 acres.
Wow.
So great. And then when you see the picture of this, it's easy drive to Mount Adams Recreation and the views from the picture of the property of that. Outlined with T-posts around the entire property, RV garage, chicken coop, absolutely great lean-to for implement storage. $575,000.
Wow.
For an absolute getaway retreat with some awesome recreational opportunities. So that's my outlier special. We're super excited. People have trusted us to bring those properties to market. And absolutely love helping people find some of those properties. Well, before the break, John, we talked about can you get your house sold during the winter months when weather starts to change a little bit? Everybody's noticed the vests and hats are coming out. And
yes.
And there's absolutely still a ton of real estate that gets transacted this time of year. And so we've been going over what some of those reasons look like. And so the next thing that I had down on my list that we deal with a lot this time of year is that job transferees many times make their decision and take their holiday vacation days to house hunt.
Yes.
So you'll see people that are either moving closer to be next to family or they've gotten a job in the city where their family's at. So they'll come for Thanksgiving or they'll come for the Christmas holiday. And at the same time, they'll be house hunting and looking to find their next home. And so I said one of my previous points, November and December, January buyers are usually, those showings are very serious buyers. Yes. If somebody's taken their holiday vacation days to be out house hunting, they're likely going to make a buying decision in that situation. Also, lots of recruiters are trying to get new employees settled by January for the new fiscal year. And so they're making those transfers now. We're starting to see a lot of those inquiries from people coming into the area. Point number six that I've got down on my list here that we've talked about is one of the biggest things here is that the market here is still very strong compared to a lot of areas around the country. We make a big push at the end of the year to finish strong. So we are working very, very hard this time of year. We've seen a dip in those interest rates that I talk about. And so we have a big push to service our clients, finish out the year very, very strong. It makes for, helps us hit our targets. We're helping people get into the homes they need. And so we're busy this time of year. A lot of people think, gosh, is this really a busy time of year? Mm-hmm. I can guarantee you that we're busy. And that leads right into my next point. And that is, I always plan special marketing initiatives in November and December. We like to keep our listings fresh. We like to keep them in front of more people. We also do a ton of client appreciation events. And so we're making more connections with potential home buyers and sellers this time of year than any other time the rest of the year. So we have more opportunities to have those events coming up in the next couple of weeks. If you like our Facebook page, go to kenmoreteam.com. You'll see those events happening. You'll see those connections with the agents. Mm-hmm. And invariably, those conversations, those connections lead to more deals this time of year. The last thing that I've got down, that I've put down in that situation, is that right now lenders have some special incentives going. If you could see my email box that gets filled, is because there has been less overall transactions done in the market. Mm-hmm. Lenders are not as busy as they have been in the past. Yeah. What does that mean? They're creatively looking for incentives in different programs and rate buy downs, and then builders using their own in-house financing. I probably had 40 emails in the last 3 days about incentives in the lending industry.
Wow.
Or builders that had, hey, come look at the best one I can think of was like, come look at these 5 houses. We have made available a 4.99 interest rate on these houses, which Ooh. Is a crazy rate, right? Like, we haven't seen that in months. But there are people that by the end of the year are trying to move product. I got an offer 2.5 weeks ago, that said it was we talked about on the show, a contingent buyer sale. And the closing date was for 3 weeks with Ooh. A program that normally wouldn't be able to close in that time frame. And so I actually got on the phone and called the lender and said, hey, I just got a contract from an agent with a 3-week close. Can you get this done? That's quick. Yeah. And so they're like, wait, yeah, absolutely, Lance. Like, our volumes are way down. Mm-hmm. Appraisers are going out faster, getting us reports back faster. We can get this done. And I tell you what, those lenders have been Johnny on the spot. It's awesome to see. And That's so good. You can get some incentives and some service from lenders right now that you normally won't get on other times of the year. And then to wrap up, the big thing is that I like to say, and my team always, jokes with me about this, is we are not a hibernating species.
No.
There are certain realtors that will do that. And that is just, our company always says, I always tell them, we are not bears. We do not hibernate in the winter months. So you will still find our office open there. We love to see people. We're going to be seeing a lot of you at client events and things coming through. And so we're here to answer your questions, take your referrals, especially this time of year. So we look forward to that. Please know we are not in hibernation mode. We are busy helping you navigate the changes that are going on in our industry and what's happening. And I look forward to helping as many of you as I possibly can to wrap up a successful year and then lead into our new year. And
yes,
as always, I will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house in the middle.